Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Going green
on the Claire Byrne Show
with Repack. Repack members, repackaging the future and valuing resources. Find out more on repack.ie.
Now, are you unclear as to what's supposed to go into your brown bin? Does it feel like too much hassle? Well, help is here. Conor Walsh, Secretary of the Irish Waste Management Association, is with me here in the studio. And if you have questions for Conor about the brown bin, there's still time to get them in on 087 1400 106. Hello, Conor. Lovely to have you with us.
Hi, Claire. Thanks for inviting me.
The brown bin, everybody should have one. Not everybody uses them, though. Is that fair?
Yeah, not everybody has them and not everybody uses them. Yeah. So what we're finding is that, believe it or not, we get twice as much food waste in the general waste bin.
In the black bin. Yeah, as some people now have blue bins and all the rest around the country. But what we're talking about is your waste bin.
Yeah,
so people are putting the food in there.
There's twice as much food turning up in the waste bin as in the brown bin. We can call that by a colour because they're all brown, in fairness. Yeah. It came later. So that's a bit of a problem. Now, with garden waste, it's better because the vast bulk of the garden waste is in the correct bin, is in the brown bin.
People
aren't really putting garden waste into other bins as much, but food waste they are.
What is the problem for you guys if the food waste goes into the waste bin?
Yeah, there's two problems. Well, there's several problems, I suppose, but you know, when you look at it from an environmental point of view, the worst place for food waste is in your general waste bin or your black bin. A lot of it will go to landfill. And when it goes to landfill, we get methane emissions that are uncontrolled and we get a much higher impact in terms of climate change. Also, when it goes to incineration, you know, we do have carbon emissions from that as well. The ideal place is in the brown bin, where we will do one of two things with it. We've members do different things depending on who's collecting your waste. A lot of it will go to make compost. And compost is really important right now because we've stopped harvesting peat and we need compost as a replacement for peat, compost from food waste, garden waste, that type of thing. So a lot of it making compost. But, you know, even better is anaerobic digestion, where we make biogas, biomethane. So the beauty of that now is that it can go straight into the gas grid. The gas grid that we get into our homes for cooking or heating, we can replace fossil gas with gas made from your own food waste and my own food waste. And that's fantastic. And we've more and more of that coming on stream. It can also be used for transport fuel, you know, biogas for transport fuel, which again is happening in Ireland, is happening just north of the border actually. But we have several of our members have these plants. There's a launch tomorrow actually in Cork of a new one in Little Island. It's under construction. Large plant. It's able to take really all of the food waste from Munster. It's that, you know, that big.
And make useful things out of it.
Make biomethane straight into the grid and replacing fossil gas.
So a lot of people will say, I don't want a smelly caddy in my kitchen that attracts flies with the waste food in it. So what is the solution?
Yeah, exactly. Look, you know, you have to remember it is your waste. You know, the thing that's attracting the flies and the smells is your waste. It's going to be in your kitchen one way or the other. Okay, so it'll be either in your general waste bin or it'll be in your brown bin or your food waste bin. Either way, it's going to be in your kitchen. Either way, it will attract fruit flies, that kind of thing. And there is a bit of odour with it. So, you know, the way to manage it really is with compostable liners in a pedal bin. Or we have kitchen caddies. You know, if you want a kitchen caddy from your waste collector, contact them. They will probably provide one to you, but you may have to go and collect it.
Mm-hmm. The lid will close on that.
Yeah.
But if you put a bit of kitchen roll in the bottom of it, if you don't go out and buy the compostable bags, that's okay, isn't it? Because the kitchen roll can go into the food waste.
Yeah, kitchen roll or newspaper is okay, you know, and it'll soak up the the liquids from the food waste. But the compostable liners are perfectly fine. I mean, that's what I use at home. And you tie them up, you see. When you know, the thing to do is really you have the lid on the bin. So bring the bin outside before you open the lid. You know, when you want to empty it into your bin outside the brown bin, keep the lid on, bring it outside. And when you open it outside, if there's fruit flies in it, they'll fly away and that's fine. They're not in your kitchen. They're not in your fruit. They're not in your glass of wine. They're in your bin.
A listener wants to know, is it cooked food or uncooked food in the brown bin? It's both, isn't
both,
it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, people do home compost. Now, I do both. So I'll home compost branches and I'll shred branches and I'll home compost them. And I will also put some vegetable peelings in my home compost bin, which is absolutely fine. But you don't want to put cooked food or meat or fish, or you will get rats in your garden.
Into your compost pile outside.
Yes, sorry.
Okay.
Make that clear. The home compost. You know, you can put all of that stuff in your brown bin. All of it is ideal. So you can have both home composting and brown bin, but I'll put my grass in the brown bin because the grass in the compost bin will kill it. It doesn't allow the air through it. But if you put it in the brown bin outside, I know it's going to be used to make biomethane or to make compost. So I know it's going to a good end use.
Okay. Can you confirm, says a listener, that the containers containing school lunches can go into the brown bin?
I haven't seen them, but I imagine, I wouldn't put any containers into the brown bin, even if they say they're compostable.
What about the egg trays that you get?
Yeah, egg trays are fine. The best thing to do with the egg trays is your recycling bin, to be honest, your dry recycling bin. But if you've cracked eggs into them and there's egg.
This is what happens, you see, and there's egg
exactly.
On them, essentially.
And
so that goes into the food.
Yeah, and pizza box is the same. You know, the lid of the pizza box will be clean. So put that in the recycling. We prefer the clean paper and cardboard into the recycling bin because it gets a higher end recycling use. But if it is stained with oil from pizza or with eggs or whatever, you can absolutely put that into your brown bin. There's no problem.
Okay. Now, the brown bin itself outside, so you're going out with your caddy, you're emptying it into the brown bin. After a period of time, that bin is going to get really smelly and really dirty, isn't it?
It does, yeah. Now, mine does, and it to be honest, it doesn't bother me that much because
I just run away quickly, Connor. That's my strategy. Yeah.
Well, when I put fresh grass in it, it damps it down. But actually, the grass will cause as much smell as anything, you know, because it'll rot in the bin. You can. I see people washing bins outside, but there are companies will provide bin washing. You know, so I know
I've seen that, and some people will put in some of the companies will give you a liner for the big brown bin as well, which I think is a great service to have because they are, and you want to encourage people to use them. So when bin companies do that, I'd imagine you'd welcome it, right?
Yeah. So they'll put in a big compostable liner. So you don't really want a black plastic bag, but a compostable liner, and they'll provide them. So when that's one particular company I know does that, and I know they don't all do that, but they'll take the whole lot away and then you have a lovely clean bin then.
A listener wants to know if those bags are truly compostable. They feel that they might not be and they're just worried about using them, the compostable bags.
The compostable bags are absolutely fine. The ones, they're made from cornstarch or potato starch and you see them in all the supermarkets now. They're generally green. They're generally, you'll know by the feel of them, they feel a bit filmy. They don't feel like plastic. So they're absolutely fine. And if they say compostable on it, you have to trust that they are compostable. What we're more concerned about is the knives and forks, the compostable cutlery and the compostable plates and cups. You know, what we're finding is that they don't break down in the processes we have. That they may be compostable in theory, but if they're going to take, you know, 9 months to break down, the waste will break down in 1 month in an AD plant, in an anaerobic digestion plant making biogas, 1 month. Composting plant, it might be closer to 2 months. But these things don't break down quick enough. So they end up as residues. So we're not a fan.
We're all going to have to start using the brown bin if we're not already, because the cost of what you put into the waste bin is going to increase. So you want to get as much out of there as you can. Connor, we have to leave it there for now. But thank you so much for coming in. Connor Walsh there from the Irish Waste Management Association.
Going green
on the Clare Byrne Show
with Repack. Repack members, repackaging the future and valuing resources. Find out more on repack.ie.
Now, are you unclear as to what's supposed to go into your brown bin? Does it feel like too much hassle? Well, help is here. Connor Walsh, Secretary of the Irish Waste Management Association, is with me here in the studio. And if you have questions for Connor about the brown bin, there's still time to get them in on 087 1400 106. Hello, Connor. Lovely to have you with us.
Hi, Claire. Thanks for inviting me.